प्रकृतिस्थानिकर्षति द भगवीता 15.7. वॉट डज इट कर्षति, सम कॉमेंटेटर्स से इट रेफर्स टू स्ट्रगल, अदर्स से इट रेफर्स टू अट्रैक्शन. सो विच इज ट्रू? एक्चुअली बोथ आर ट्रू. एसेंशियली इफ वी सी दैट दिस इज 15.7, इन 13.22 इन द गीता कृष्णा हैज स्टेटेड दैट पुरुष प्रकृतिस्थो ही भुंक्ते प्रकृति जान गुणा कारण गुण संगो से सदसद योनि जन्मसु. देर भुंक्ते प्रकृति जान गुणा. सो इट इज लाइक द सोल हु इज ट्रांसेंडेंटल, हु इज अ पुरुष, गेट्स कॉट इन प्रकृति बिकॉज ऑफ द डिजायर टू एंजॉय. नाउ इट्स लाइक टू गिव अ सिंपल एग्जाम्पल, समबडी इज वॉचिंग अ मूवी, द थिंग दैट द मूवी विल बी वेरी नाइस एंड आई विल एंजॉय द मूवी. दैट पर्सन हैज हिज ओन लाइफ सेपरेट फ्रॉम द मूवी, बट बिकॉज ऑफ द desire to enjoy the movie, person gets consciousness gets caught in the movie. And suppose that movie turns out to be a horror movie. And the person gets a whole panorama of fear and terror and agony, all because of their desire to enjoy. So bhungte, what locks the purusha in prakriti is bhungte, the desire to enjoy. So now in 15.7, that so 13.22 is called by some acharyas as the Bija Vakya of the last six chapters. So because of the desire to enjoy material existence, the whole material existence spreads about.
Absolutely.
So now, just like every tree needs a root or a seed from which it comes out. So this Bhungte is the seed. So now in this 15.7, Krishna is saying that we are his parts. The part is naturally meant to harmonize with the whole. But when the part becomes separated from the whole, then our innate longing for pleasure, we are pleasure seeking creatures. And if we are not connected with God, then we don't get higher happiness in connection with him, and in that case we look for happiness in lower things, and thus now our consciousness gets misdirected towards matter through manashasthani indriyani, mind and the senses. And at prakriti sthani karshati, so karshati, the first meaning can be akarshan. Because we need some source of pleasure. When we are not connected with Krishna, then material things, Prakriti and her products, become the source where we look for pleasure. So they become attractive for us. But when we get attracted to them, Prakriti is external to us. And being external, it is not in our control. So because of that, there is struggle. Karshati. So the attraction causes the exertion, causes the struggle. So Karshit, now in different contexts, when the different commentators have different thought flows going on, they're consistent with the overall theme of the Gita, but different thought flows going on. And because of the particular thought flow that a commentator is emphasizing, they may either use that attraction or they may use the struggle. But both are true. And the attraction actually causes a struggle. And that's why we say two verses earlier, Krishna has said that asanga shastrena drudhena chitto. With the detachment, you can break yourself free.
Cross over this whole thing.